She receives Malkus. She was over a lav. They gave her Hasrua. They warned her. So as you have Hasrua, the law encourages you to get Malkus. Let's say later on the husband is made for the neder. When he hears about it, that his wife became a nazira, he's made for that neder. Then v'hi lo yoda, and she does not know about it yet. The husband was made for it, but she does not know that he was made for it. V'hi lo yoda shehefalo. And now still she went, this is like a new case, that Anisha became a Nazira, and she does not know that the husband was made for it yet, and that day when the husband heard about it, he was made for the neder, and now afterwards she went to eat, to drink the wine, or to touch the mason. So the locher is, she does not get Malkus anymore, because since the husband was made for the neder, he like chops it off, mikana labor. So therefore now when she eats the yayin, she drinks the wine, or eats the touch the mesim, she's not a nazir anymore. Therefore she's not over any lav. Now it says, now the question is, v'yarmid, if you want to tell me, that meifel misana, v'ein meifel shena misana, that a husband can only be meifer, what's nageyatinu nefesh, and what's not nageyatinu nefesh, even though it's the same type of a neder, in the same neder itself, that part of the neder, that doesn't have pain to the wife, he cannot be mefer. If so, Dilma min yayin dislay tsara hefalo. Maybe the husband, when he's mefer the nazirus, he's only mefer that now she's able to drink wine. Because not to drink wine, that's called tsara. That's called pain. So drinking wine, that's called inu nefesh. But it should be that min chatzenu min zag. But from the pits or from the shells of the grapes, loy hefalo. On that part, l'chura, the husband should not have a right to be mefer it. Because that part is not called inu nefesh. Even if she can't drink it, or if she can't eat that part, there's no pain involved. So if so, how come the Mer says the whole loy is lo tsara? Because she does not have tsar, like not to eat the pits or the shells. So if so, here, even though the husband was made for the neder, took off the naziris, but the chura, it should only go off, according to the kashanals, according Rabasi and Abiechnan, that which part of the nether of the Nazira should go off? Only the part that she's allowed to drink wine. But the part that she can't eat chatz and vizag, that part should still be here. And therefore the question is, she should still get malchus if she touches the mason, or she eats the chatz and vizag, she should get malchus. The Ran says, v'yemisa d'ochi hevei hevle latana lashmina n'hach revusa. The Natana should have said this. Like if this is true, like this is the way it should come out according to Rav Asi and Rav Yechanan. And if it's really true, then why doesn't the Tana let us hear this? There's a tremendous chiddush that even though the husband was made for the neder, what should be is only the hafara only helps on the part of yayin, which is inu nefesh, but on the part of chatz and vizag, which is not inu nefesh, on that part the hafara should not help. So if the wife eats the chatzan of azagim, she should get malchus. So this the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yosef answers, you should know the klal is, ein nezirus lachatzoyim. No, there's no nezirus lachatzoyim. Like once you take off half of the nezirus, you take off the yisurim, that she's allowed to drink wine, so Mela, she can't be a nezir anymore. So automatically, the whole nezirus goes off. Like the Ran says, techivud lo mishkachas nezirus shelo yichol, af al zag v'chartin. There's no such nazirus that only pertains to not to eat the shells in the pits. It's kiyam rachmoni yifrenu. The mashma kula korchach afilu alzag v'chatzin kamar. When the Torah says there is a far in such a type of the nether of the nazirus, so mainly we say nazirus, the husband could be made for the whole thing. Because once you take off part of the nether, automatically there's no such nazirus lechatzoyim. As we showed before, what Rabasi is talking about, if you made a nether not to eat from two different types of breads. So over there we say that you can only be made for one part, and the other part, the pas kibur, that neder still stays, because it's possible to have a neder like not to eat this type of bread. But over here, when you became a nazira, there's one halacha to be a nazira, that you can't drink wine, you can't eat chatzan of azag. Once the husband has a right to be made for half of it, automatically the whole nazira falls away. So this, the Gemara says back, like to Rabbi Yosef's Loshin, that the Omalei Abaya says, Ha korbin lechatzin nezirus ika? Like he's asking a question. You, Gotchman, is saying, Rabbi Yosef, a nezirus lechatzoyin, which is mashma only the alochas of nezirus, the isurim, you can't have half of the isurim. But the hilchos of kabonis, that a nazir has to bring kabonis, Mashmi could have a person bring half of the kabbonis. That could be. So yes, my question, that can't be either. But the Ran says, Betumiya, to me the kom ein aziris lachatzoyin, v'loy kom ar ein chatzoyin v'naziris, it doesn't say stam, clearly. There's no half to naziris. Mashma, it looks as if you mean to tell us that the v'naziris atzmoy hudelek lachatzoyin, ho yesh korban achatzin naziris. But you could have a chiyah to bring a korban for half of the naziris. Kegoin, what would be the case? She nodra, she became a nazira. Umonsa tezvav yom, she counted already 15 days, she was a nazira. And now, halfway through, ve'eful labayla, now the husband was made for the neder. Ve'nimtsu mevatel tezvav yom haboyim. She doesn't have to keep any more, the next 15 days she doesn't have to keep. Avul tezvav yom she monsa kvar, lo nekru, that doesn't go away. The kaimlo meperik mishom arena nozir the baal megis gayis that a baal chops off the nazirus the nether mikarn labor. So we mashma from Abaya, like Abaya is asking, it's mashma from you, Rabbi Yosef, that you could bring a korbin for half of the days that you kept, and we know it's not that way. So Abaya says elor Abaya. Abaya says that this is the way you should say it. Elor Abaya, a nazirus lechatzoyin v'yen korbin lechatzoyin. Enochanami, there's nothing. There's no dinam half of a nazirus. If you're another 15 days, that means nothing. If the husband chops it off afterwards, there's no chiyuv to bring a korban. And who adin, if the husband takes off his mefer nazirus, that you're able to drink wine, so maybe there's no isurim of nazirus, you can't have hif of the isurim of nazir. This the Gemara says, Meisvei, I have a kasha now. Says, Alocha, ha'isha shenodra benazir. If an isha made a nazirus, she was makabel to become a nazira, ve'frisha behemtoi. And she was mafresh shebehema for her korban. So Ran says kloima. What it means to say is she netamaz kvar koydem mafreshosla shebehema. The nazira, she touched the mace, she became tomei. So after she became tomei, she was mafresh. She set aside a behema for the korban that she had to bring for tuma. The chibun the ketori mevia chate soif. Since it soon says that she brings a chate soif, memela mashma de nitamo. We're talking about that she became tomei. She knows it may be chatesoif, because the regular knows it does not bring this korban a chatesoif. El aliske tuma, who brings it? A knows it that became tummy. Then when it becomes tor, he has to bring this korban. Vodik tona, that it says vefrisha behemtoi, the mafresh de behemtoi, haimu liyoshim. What does it mean, the mafresh de behemtoi? That means for the korban oshim. She kei nozir tummy maybe behemu liyoshim. That a knows it tummy brings a korban oshim. Ravusa not the lema. Shafa pisha frisha behemta koidim hafara. Even though she was mafresh this korban before the husband was made for the neder, afilu hachiyeh mevia oila saif. Still, she doesn't bring any more the oila saif mishehefalot when the husband was made for. That's his brisa. Now the question is viyarmut. If you want to tell me, ein korban achatin naziris shemon sekvar. Kivon shalai hishlimo minyan shalem af mashem onsa lechoshev lemikri naziris and came a mind maybe chate soif al tum ishirulo vol lemikri naziris klal. This is the kash. There's going to be a case over here b'kitzah that the wife became a nazira and she became tamei and she was mafresh korban for the naziris tameya and then later the husband was made for the naziris. So we say true, she doesn't have to bring any more karbonis later, but this neder for tumah, this korban for the tumah that she could bring. So the question is why? If you're telling me now there's no nazirus lechatzoyin, so once the husband is made for the nazirus in the middle, it's like she was never a nazira. So if so, why does she still have to bring this korban for the tumah? That's the kasha. Again, let's see it inside. It says meisvei, ha'isha shenod ribinazir, anisha became a nazira. Ve'frisha behemta, and she was mafresh behemah for korban oshim because she became tummy. V'yachak kachefo lo baylo, and then later the husband was made for her nazirus is mevi chatesoif. She has to bring a chatesoif. That's the korban for becoming tummy. When a nazir becomes tummy, he has to bring a chatesoif and a korban oshim, a behemah for oshim. But v'yena mevi oile soif, but she does not have to bring an oile soif. That's the regular korbanus that a nazir Torah brings. Because since the husband was made for the Nazirus, she doesn't have to bring Kabbonis for the Nazirus. Now the question is, V'yarmut, if you want to tell me, like Abaye just got finished saying, that Alokha is. See, so the question is, am I mevi a chatesoif? Why does she have to bring this chatesoif? Like for the fact that she became Tomei. Why does she have to bring this korban a chatesoif? L'chura, if the husband is made for the neder now in the middle, so it should be considered like she, like the nazirus goes off. True, it's only megas gaius from now onwards, but like we're saying, there's no such thing as a half of a nazirus. So since she does not have to keep a complete 30 days of the nazirus, even the part that she kept does not have a shame. It's not called like she was a nazir at that time. She was not a nazir. So if so, even though she became tummy then, why does she have to bring the korban still? Samara says, stamma the question. V'elamai, elamai, what do you want to say? That yesh korban achat to nazirus? No, if the person kept half the days of the nazirus, he was a nazirus for 15 days, so then he has to bring a korban for that amount of days that he kept. See, so if you want to tell me that's the pshat over here, then it would be good over here. That since Lamaisi she became tummy at that time, so she had a chiv to bring a korban out of Nazira that became tummy, so that's why she still has to bring the korban. See, if so, the Gemara asks, see, if so, Sholosh Behemas Boy Lasuye. Why doesn't she have to bring all the korbanas then? If you're telling me now the fact she kept half of the days of the Naziris, she has a chiv to bring korbanas for those 15 days that she kept, so she should have to bring all the korbanos. Chatesois ushlamim. Why doesn't she have to bring a chates? Why does she have to bring a chates and oil and ushlamim like the regular korbanos that a nazir brings? A chates and an oil and ushlamim. So the Moriah says like this: Elo liyelam. Really, I'll tell you the truth is like Abaye said that ain korban a chates naziris. No, there's no chiyah to bring a korban if you only kept half of the days of naziris. So if the masya, so then we have a question, for what purpose, how come she has to bring this chates oif? Like, so what if she became tomei when she was a nazira? But since in the middle the husband was made for the neder, took away the naziris, so why did she still have to bring that korban? The Teretz says, mishum the chates al ha-sofik, because the chates comes al ha-sofik. So the Ran says, the chates oif comes on a sofik, even if you only have a sofik, if you have a chiv to bring it, usually korban chattis, you can't bring it on a sofik, because maybe it's chul nazara. But a chattis so'if, by a bird, if it's a chattis, there's a kula, that you're allowed to bring it min a sofik. So therefore the Ran says, v'kivu on the kil kuli hai, since it has this kula, the ala sofik nami bo can be brought ala sofik, v'yena necheles, and it's not eaten, nor is there no shayla of like chulim, of eating kachim, is, because by the bird you make malika. So really, if it's not a korban, it's treif, you can't eat it. So usually on a suffix, you don't eat it. So therefore, you shouldn't bring it all together. You're making the kachem go li'ibud. But over here, this chat is soif, anyway it's not eaten. So therefore, you're allowed to bring it min a suffix. So since you see there's such a kula, that you could bring it ala suffix, here also I tell you, as yinam l'chat naziris. Dafka, this type of a korban you could bring, even though you only know the half of the days. To bring a chate soif, that's a cool, that has coolness in the halachis. That since it could be brought minasofik, who adin, you're allowed to bring it, even though you're only a chate nozir. Now the Gemara is the kasha. Eisvei have a kasha. So the Ran said, there's a kasha in Rabbi Yechanan. That Rabbi Yechanan before said that he could only be meifel lemisana. Again, when your wife made the neder not to eat two different types of breads, he could only be made for the type of a bread that's a pain to her. But the other type, he could not be made for. So in this, the Gemara is a kasha of Yechanan. It says, Aloha, we just had that Ra'isha shenodra benozir. Ra'isha became a nozir. V'nitimas, and then she became tummy. And she has the chiv to bring a korban for the tumah. And then later the husband was made for the neder and took off the naziris. Halacher is maybe chatesoif. Still, she has to bring the chatesoif. For the fact that she was tummy at that time, she still has to bring this korban the chatesoif. But v'ena mevia oila soif. She doesn't have to bring the korban oila soif. That not. Now the question is again, v'yamrit, if you want to tell me that the husband has a right to be meifer l'misana. V'yein meifer l'sheina misana, the husband can only be meifer to the part of the neder, which has pain to her. But the part that does not have pain to her, that part the husband cannot be meifer at all. Again, like we